wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. One more time. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Oh, ring that out again. Oh, our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Above the mountains are the peaks. Church this evening.
Amen.
Are you excited to be in church this evening? Amen. I want you to turn around and shake your neighbor's hand and just tell them you're excited to be here and that you're excited to see them. Oh, get all excited. Go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. So get all excited. Go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Oh, get all excited. Go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. So sing that verse again. Oh, yes, get all excited.
go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. So get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Oh, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Oh, you talk about people, you talk about things that really aren't important at all. You talk about weather, you talk about problems we have here at home and abroad. Oh, but friend, I'm excited about a solution that I'm gonna shout and sing. Oh, Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Oh, so get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Oh, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Oh, let's sing that second verse again. Oh, you talk about people, you talk about things that really aren't important at all. You talk about weather, you talk about problems we have here at home and abroad. Oh, but friend, I'm excited about a solution for the world. I'm gonna shout and sing that Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Oh, so let's get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Just get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Yes, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh, we got something to be excited about, saints. You know, you go to work and you hear everything. All everybody's talking about is what's happening in Washington, what politician is doing that, and what politician is doing this, and this is going on, and now they got something this week that they call March Madness. Well, I want to tell you about a real madness. I'm excited about what the Lord has done for me. Are you excited about it? Amen. Amen. None of this down here is important. There's nothing we can do that's going to change any of this. And as an American, I love my country, but I don't love what she's become. But I love the country that I come from. I am thinking of a rapture in that blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. How we'll raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. How we'll shine and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, there will be a great procession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, or that city will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. All saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong team are gathering in. Oh, the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Washed like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, then the Savior will give orders to prepare a banquet for when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear His invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Washed like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, play it, musicians. Redemption story with their voices clear and strong when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Washed like snow and free from all sin. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering. Oh, sing that chorus one more time. Yes, when the redeemed are gathering in. Washed like snow. I worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. Yes, Lord. I worship You, O Prince of Peace. That is why I want to do, I give You praise. For You are my righteousness. I worship You, Almighty God.
musicians play that softly. We got quite a few prayer requests here this evening, so if you'd like to have your seats while we go over these. We want to continue to remember Sister Cindy. She's here today, but we want to remember her, that the Lord will touch her. She's not been feeling well. Also, we want to remember Brother Bill, who's going to be having a surgery on Tuesday. So let's remember Brother Bill Walters and Sister Cindy there, that the Lord would just be with them. Also, this is from Brother Roger. Says, please remember my neighbor. She's in the hospital with gallstones. So we want to remember that. We also want to continue to remember the family in Nebraska, Sister Jessie's family, that's experiencing the catastrophic flooding. I was out in Wisconsin earlier this week, and it's just hard to fathom the type of flooding that they had. They had this massive snowpack from where it had been so cold, and then they had temperatures suddenly up in the 60s, and they had this heavy rain that just come through, and it melted all this snow, and there's nowhere for the water to go. I went by one of the farms out there, and there was cows that was out in the field, about 100 cows, and they was in water up to their knees. I mean, there was just nowhere for them to go. So, and that's up in Wisconsin. It was even worse down in Nebraska. So let's just remember those families out there. We want to continue to remember little Hans Florian. He was sick, running a fever. So let's remember him. We want to remember Brother Matt Cross, who is away this weekend. Also, let's remember Brother Roger Clavell, who is not feeling well. We want to continue to remember my mother. She's back home, but she's just not feeling well and really needs a touch from the Lord. Sister Karen Buchanan has called and said she was sick, not feeling well. Also, we want to remember the McCafferty's that was on their way here, and their car broke down and they had to get a tow, so they're not able to be here this evening. So let's remember them. And this is one from this morning as well. It says, please pray for the Cody Petit family. Their six-month-old baby is having seizures, and the doctors do not know why. And that was from Brother Ernie Bilton. And also, I want to bring one to you all yet again. I had been having some trouble with my neck, and I went to the chiropractor and had some x-rays. And he told me that that I had a word that was about that long that I cannot pronounce. But it is it's chronic. There's no cure for it. But I know that the Lord don't pay any attention to that. That means nothing to Him. But basically what's happening is my spine is fusing itself. And so they're going to try to do some treatments to treat the symptoms, but I'm not worried about the symptoms. I've come before you all with cirrhosis of the liver. We prayed and God healed it. I come before you all with diabetes and other things. We prayed and God healed it. And I want Satan to know that there is nothing that he can throw in front of me that is going to deter me. And this is no different than that. I'm still just as happy and just as glad to be who I am and where I'm going. And I claim my healing. But I appreciate you all's prayers. God answers the prayers of this church. I'm telling you, this church has tremendous amounts of testimonies from the prayers.
Yes.
So let's just all stand and we'll take these requests. I know there's probably many unanswered or unspoken requests among us. Remember to pray for each other. We need each other. We're at that time that we need that. Amen. Let's just sing that little song, There Is None Like You. Amen. I'd like to ask Brother David if he would come and take these requests before the Lord.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for such a wonderful day to be in your house, dear Lord, gathered among many like faith brethren. Sisters, dear Lord, we come being a needy people, dear Lord. You've heard all the prayer requests that are mentioned, the sick and the afflicted, dear Lord. Just give them a touch of your garment, dear Lord, and reach out in faith and believe that they are already healed, because by your stripes we were healed. And we pray for those that are traveling, dear Lord. Just bring them safe back. We pray for those that were unable to make it, dear Lord. Just be close to them. Give them a special blessing, dear Lord. They know, we know their heart, that they long to be here, dear Lord. We ask your blessing on the service, dear Lord, and the minister as he brings the word. Just anoint our ears to hear, dear Lord. Anoint our eyes to see and apply it to our lives, dear Lord. We give you all the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother David. God bless you, saints. You can be seated. Now, we don't have any specials here, and I'm going to just fuss at you singers for a little bit. We got a lot of singers in this church, a lot of great singers in this church, but there ain't many songs getting sung. So you all go pray about it, and we'll expect to see some people. I know y'all getting tired of hearing me croak and sing, so we got to have. There's way too many good singers in here. God give you a gift to bless us, and I like to be blessed. So bless me. In the meantime, we're going to sing one together. Let's sing that song, I'm Living by Faith. I can't think of a better song to sing at this point in time. Have we got it in there? It's an old song. I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth over everything, and all of my worry is vain. And I'm living by faith in Jesus above. May blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife, but I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love. Oh, from all harm save, in His sheltering arm. And I'm living by faith, and I feel no safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Oh, why should I then care, though tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? And I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away.
beyond that blessed heavenly shore. And I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. Oh, from all harm save me, sheltering on. And I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Oh, sing it one more time and let's all stand. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. Oh, from all harm save me, His sheltering arms. And I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm.
Amen. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive our evening tithe and offering.
I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand. He knows
seated tonight just for a moment here, and we welcome all of you to the house of the Lord and all of our guests and visitors, and may the Lord richly bless you. Just a couple of quick prayer requests here this evening before we begin. Brother Jewel Forney, I don't know if some of you have heard, Brother Jewel had some sort of a spell, and apparently they have not identified fully what it is that took place. They don't know if he's respiratory or whether it was his heart. He's still being tested and has been not feeling good at all over the last week or so. And I've been in contact with him and talked to other brothers as well, and he's certainly needing a touch, that's for sure. And he's just been grounded. He's not in flight at this particular point. So for Brother Jewel, he goes long and hard and often, and has a great zeal for Christ. And I appreciate Brother Jewel very much and just his desire and willingness to go and minister. And his body is just saying, slow down, slow down. And so we just need to, if you don't mind, just remember him in prayer. Also as well, I received a circular today that was related to the situation in Venezuela. And politically, Venezuela is in a mess, or expecting the government to collapse and switch. Sometimes that's what it actually takes for the people in control or trying to maintain control to step aside, is when the thing collapses. The problem is there's many, many believers, good believers, who are in the nation of Venezuela. And they're hurting, and we certainly need to remember them in prayer. Supplies, basic necessities are a rarity in the country now. To give you an idea, the currency in Venezuela, and I don't know actually what it is, but what its name is, but the currency used to be 4 of their dollars to 1 American dollar. So their dollar was worth a quarter. That's how it was in good times. And Venezuela is a very rich in natural resources. Their currency today is 30 million to 1. So 30 million of their dollars are worth $1 in the U.S. versus 4 to 1, which is a quarter. So you can imagine how difficult it is to even buy bread, rice, medicines, and so forth. There are believers who are involved actually in shipping some supplies there. The only way to get it across was on the border of Colombia, and it took thousands and thousands of dollars in bribes to get things across through the checkpoints and so forth, because everybody's taken a cut at this particular point. So I'm trying to find out a little bit more about how we can help. I know some aid is actually on its way, and so if we can support that, I'll certainly let you know. I'd like to be involved to see what we can do to be able to help them. Now the people in the country are facing the scourge of waterborne illnesses because government services like water purification in a hot country like that makes things very difficult. Brother Mark would know, in Guyana and places like that, when you don't have water purification, it becomes pretty nasty. So there's multiple problems that, you know, get layered, and lots of good believers that are there. I've never been to the country. My wife's been years ago, and it is certainly a place that has a rich history, and we want to remember them in prayer, if you don't mind. Let's stand to our feet tonight, again, if you don't mind, and we'll just have you, we're going to sing one more chorus, and then we're going to proceed. Have your way. Let's sing that tonight.
Have your way.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be in Africa this week and decided and felt strongly to stay. And on that week, on this weekend, I had Brother Chisholm to come and minister for us. And so didn't want to really rob the church of a blessing of not having him come. So we split the difference. Here's a man who needs no introduction. Brother Chisholm, we are honored to have you tonight. God bless you. Put your feet under the table and you pull on the gift. And I know God has something for us tonight. Sing it one more time as Brother Chisholm comes. Have your way.
It's a pleasure to be here. We just love the Lord. We thank God for you all. Amen. Thank God for all the songs and music. Just pardon me, normally I sing, but we're just going to move right into the word of the Lord. We just was rushing from Brother Tim Hughes and went out to eat lunch and we're here. So it's been a rush. So we not intend to hold you long tonight, this evening. And if you would do me one favor, you amen fast, and I preach fast, and we go home fast. So we break sound barriers. Amen. Amen. We just love the Lord. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to be here to see God's people, see your lovely faces, and you just pray much for us. And the Lord is doing a lot of great things, and the devil is mad. Yeah. Amen. But I thank God for Jesus. Amen. 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 If you will, we just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, it's such an honor. Lord Jesus, you just quiet my spirit, Lord. Just rushing, Lord. Father, we need you tonight. We need your grace, Lord. Father, just help me to get out of the way, Lord, and let you have preeminence, Lord. God, even the things that perhaps I want to say, Lord, there's enough room, Father, for Lord, if you want to change my thoughts, Lord, then I'll follow you, O God. I'm sure there's many needs in here this evening, O God. We're living in a perilous time. Lord God, just meet the needs of your people. And Lord, may our hearts burn within us, Lord, as you speak to us tonight, Lord. And give us the right answer, Lord. We thank you for the healing of our body. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for my wife, Lord, just travel with me, Lord. You give a grace, Lord, a wife, Lord, that stick close to me, O God, through it all, Father. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Give you honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. While you're standing, again, I thank God for my wife. Where is she? Amen. There she is. She left out. Okay. Bless the Lord. You know, I know she didn't take a body change that, you know, like that. And, amen, we going to, yeah, it ain't going to happen like that. No, she's not going to leave me, amen. Yeah, I believe that what I believe we have everything we need in us to get a body change. I don't have to go in the back of the room and try to get it. It's already in me. I was born, it was in 1960, amen. That seed was laying already dormant in me. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord. Again, it's good to have my wife and my two grands with us. Amen. So we just go into the word of the Lord. Again, I appreciate the pastor. It's always been a blessing. Amen. When I come here, those of you that have your Bible, we are turn quickly to, pardon me, Luke, the 18th chapter and 1 through verse 8. Bless the Lord. I would my wife was in here because I wanted to tell her what the Lord gave to me. And she said, just hold it until we get there. Amen. So, you know, a lot of time I wake her up and preach to her, you know. Yes, you know, I preach to somebody because, you know, you live on a job and too many people want to talk about the Lord anymore. They want to talk about materialistic things, but I want to talk about Him. I want to talk about that rapture. Amen. I'm homesick. Are you? Amen. Luke, the 18th chapter, in verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared God, neither regard man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Is that right? And he would not for a while. But after he said within himself, though I fear not God, neither regard man, yet because this woman troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continued coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cries day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now we have two more scripture, Malachi, amen, the 4th chapter. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Malachi. Okay. Pardon me, saints. I'm just started using these electronic, and bless the Lord. Malachi, the 4th chapter, and okay, verse 5, pardon me. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the hearts of the children to the father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. One more scripture, Revelation, amen, the 10th chapter. One through verse 7. All these scriptures ties together. And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillar of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunder uttered their voices. And when the seven thunder had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who create the heavens and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there shall be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he had declared unto his servant the prophet. Let us just bow our heads again. Father God, we thank you for the reading of your word. Now, Father, sanctify it to our soul. This we ask in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Amen. By the help of the Lord, I just want to use a simple thought tonight. Amen. Shall he found faith on the earth? My. Shall he found faith on the earth? How many of you believe that tonight? And the Bible let us know that Jesus, amen, was giving a parable about this judge, amen, that feared not God, amen, didn't even fear man. He didn't even fear President Trump, amen. And he didn't even fear God, the God that we serve, amen. So this judge, and there was a widow that was in that city, the Bible said. And this widow, amen, she came to this judge, praise the Lord. Oh my, do you love him tonight? And this widow, amen, she came to this judge and she asked of this judge and he will tell her no. You know, and I don't think the Bible tell exactly what she wanted, amen, but we do know that she was a widow. Now, I don't know. I'm just thinking in my mind she being a widow. Maybe she had a bill that was urgent. Amen. Maybe she needed something taken care of. Maybe she needed some grocery. I don't know. But she came to the judge. And the judge refused, kept telling her no, no after no. But she kept on coming. And then you know what I love about that? That woman had something about her that she won't even take no for an answer. She didn't give up. And you got a lot of Christians today that will ask God for something. Amen. But I thank God that there's something inside of this last day bride. Amen. They'll keep coming until they get the results. But this woman kept coming and she kept crying to God. She kept crying to the judge. And the judge got to a place, I don't know. I could imagine the judge told her the first time when she came begging. Amen. Asking the judge told her no. No. You know, he didn't fear God. You know, who are you talking about, God? I don't fear man. Just go on by. I could imagine that woman, let's say she come on the steps of that house. Amen. She asked, amen, the judge, and the judge said, oh, woman, no. Go home. And I can imagine she might have walked away and said in her mind, no, I got to have this. I just got to have this healing. I just got to have this Holy Ghost. I can imagine she must have walked so far in the yard and she said, I just got to have it. I can imagine, amen, she going back the second time and the judge told her, no. Woman, no. Go home. I can imagine, you know, and she had to go beyond pride. See, a lot of people do pride to ask God. Amen. The Bible says he that cometh to God must first of all believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. And I realize a lot of people, the reason why they don't have the Holy Ghost in their soul, because they don't seek God anymore. But that woman kept coming. I can imagine she went back the third time. She think, I got to have it. I got to have it. She said, the second time it seemed like I almost convinced that king or that judge. But she said, in her mind, I'm going back again. I know God is able. I know God is a healer. I know God delivered that sister. God will do the same thing for me. I know God can bring high blood pressure down. She said, I'm going back again. I can imagine she going back up to the doorstep. Knocking on the door again. I can imagine that judge must have looked through the blind. And he opened the door with an attitude. And see, a lot of times, we fear sometimes. Don't let the devil bluff you. Amen. You just keep on coming. You just keep on calling on God. Say, Lord, I got to have it. I won't rest. I will cry day and night until I get some release. I don't know. Maybe you got something that's bothering you. Maybe there's some type of spirit. Everywhere you go, it's following you. And you just get to a place, Lord, I'm tired coming to church, and this thing keep bothering with me. But you got to get to a place in your life, you got to say, I'm going before the King. I'm going before Jesus. This is going to be the night that God's going to make a difference in our marriage. I told my wife, I said, it's going to come a time. I said, my desire is to be a better husband. Yes. Yes. My desire, Brother Keith, is to be a better husband. My desire is to be a better father. My desire is to be a better Christian. So what I got to do, I got to keep pressing on. I got to keep pressing on, amen, until I get what I desire. But that woman kept coming. And so sometimes we get discouraged. You know, God don't give us what we want. And he already done know. I see a lot of people, when they want things, oh my, they get real, they be real good. They'll be to church early. Are you hearing me? They'll beat the pastor here. Yeah. And the thing about it, God is looking down. He already know what you want before you ask a thing. But a lot of times you see people real faithful, especially if they've got something that need a bill paid, the church real early. Oh, they're real faithful. Oh, they're just amen the pastor. And the pastor said, yeah, this sister really amen me. Why? Because she wants something. But you know, a lot of times they don't get what they want. They'll start missing service. I'll just start dragging in. But let me tell you what. I didn't come to church to see the pastor. I didn't come to church to see the deacon. I come to church to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to keep on knocking. So I can imagine she came back again. And the judge came out on the point and said, woman, I could imagine the dogs might have barked at her. I can imagine. But she didn't fear. She wanted something. She had a type of faith that was hard to challenge. She said, I'm going to get it. But she kept coming. And I can imagine that judge came out on the porch. Said, oh, woman. This is a parable now. Oh, woman. Get out of my yard. I can imagine. She must have stand there. I can imagine them dogs. But you think that stopped her? A lot of times we let little fear challenge us. Amen. You got to a place, you getting ready to get a breakthrough. But you allow the enemy with his little demons run you off of God's property. But that woman stayed there and she kept coming to that judge over and over. And that judge, day after day, she kept coming, knocking. Judge came out again. I knock at the door again. See, I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep on. Because, you see, when God saw this bride, he saw a perfect bride. Are you hearing me? I wasn't born with some of these flaws that hanging around me. Are you hearing me? When God saw me, he saw me as an overcomer. God didn't saw me as a weak Christian. Are you hearing me? Because, see, what's going to bring me up to that is the word of God. But this woman kept coming, knocking on the door again. I can hear the king say, it's all right. I can imagine the king say, oh, woman, it asks you again. Yes, it is, sir. Oh, woman, I told you once, and I will tell you again, get out of my yard. And so he came outside. He came outside and said, woman, you worry me. I'm going to give you what you desire. Now, that was only a parable. But Jesus was the one told the parable. But he seemed, Brother Keith, it seemed like he wasn't so impressed about his own parable. Are you hearing me? But it seemed like Jesus was more impressed. It's in the book of Luke. I can't remember, was it the 7th chapter? Jesus went to this house. I'm not going to hold you long. I want to preach about faith. When the Son of Man cometh. Now Jesus, when he told the parable, he was talking about himself. When the Son of Man cometh, he comes in three sun dispensation. That's right. He come as Son of Man, which he was then. But during the death, burial, and resurrection, he come again over the church age as Son of God. That's right. And according, amen, the Bible says that he'll sit on David's throne as Son of David. But because of Luke 17:30 is hanging out there, he got to come again as Son of Man. So when Jesus comes back on this earth, shall he find faith? Shall he find faith? A lot of people think, now, I'm not talking about a faith like the denomination preachers preach. I'm not talking about that kind of faith. I'm talking about Bible faith. Are y'all hearing me? You know, I got so much in me. I was thinking tonight, the prophet of God preached the stature of a perfect man. And he said, what we need is Bible faith, Bible virtue, Bible knowledge.
Are you hearing me? Not a good head knowledge that you could quote the Bible. Any devil could do that. Are you hearing me? Anybody can remember that. But Lord, give me Bible knowledge. How to rightly divide the word of truth. Lord, give me that rapture and faith. See, that's what we got to have. You got soothsayer, witch doctor. They got type of faith. Huh? What makes them walk on coal or fire? So many feet deep and so many feet wide and walk on the top of that fire and don't even swinge a hair on their body. How did they do that? You got women preachers. They can preach, amen, preach something, and they got some type of anointing on them. The false anointed ones at the end time. But I ain't talking about that type of faith. I'm talking about a faith that was once delivered to the saints. Are you hearing me? Jude said, let us contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. I got enough faith. I told my wife, she's here now. And the devil got big ears. Now, I'm not going to hold you long tonight. Amen. Before you yawn one more time, we're going to be out of here. Now, you see, listen now. I had to sit him saying to keep you. Are you with me? And, you know, I just love the Lord. Brother, I feel at home. Can I take my shoes off? Can I go in the refrigerator? Huh? I just want a good cold glass of tea. Mom, I feel like I'm home. But I'm talking about a faith that we got to have to get a body change. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't talking about the faith. Amen. I don't know how many Fords. People love Fords in here. Raise your hand. I ain't talking about the Chevrolet. I'm talking about the Ford. Okay. I'm not talking about that type of faith where you go in the car lot and you said, I'm claiming in Jesus' name, and you get that forward. I'm not talking about that type of faith. I'm talking about a Bible faith, a faith that will cause my body to change. And that faith is Jesus, the faith that delivered to the saints. But, you know, Jesus wasn't so much impressed. About, he didn't talk no more. That's what was a parable. He didn't talk no more about the woman. But watch a faith that he was impressed about. One was a Jew and one was a Gentile. You already know where I'm going. Do you remember in the Bible what Jesus was, I think he was teaching in this house. And mind, the people heard that Jesus was in town. See, people don't come to church no more, Harley, because they don't think Jesus is there anymore. Amen. Can I just preach? I'm going to preach like an evangelist. Can I preach like an evangelist? When the pastor ain't here, people take vacation. I'm getting ready to go back home. I'm going to preach the truth. Amen. People don't love the Lord like they should. Amen. If the pastor ain't here, brother, I've seen it everywhere I go. People, oh, one brother thought he'd gone into rapture on his pastor coattail. I had to tell him, you're not going in the rapture on your pastor's coattail. The pastor can't even get himself there. I can't even get myself there. If God don't do it, then we're not going. Are y'all hearing me preach? So, amen, there ain't no preacher that can save you. I ain't never seen a preacher that can save you. If the Holy Ghost don't save you, then you're not saved. We need that faith. Lord, give me that faith. But what you got to do, you see people giving up. But the key, they seem like they don't hardly love service like they used to. Seem like they complain more. You know, they're tired. Pastor, he preached over 45 minutes. I should have put one of them buttons in my mouth. Huh? Amen. And people, see, they want to program God. But that we need the faith. That was fresh delivered. I was looking at Brother Jewel just recently. I'm sure y'all heard about Brother Jewel Phoney. Amen. He had this machine that can recollect his heart. And I'm looking there. I said, now look at what the devil. You know, but all things work together for the good. Are you hearing me? But I'm talking about what we need is rapture and faith. Rapture and grace to get a body change. Now, I don't know about you, but in these 16 elements, there's something inside of me, sisters and children, that's going to cause my body to change. Well, you know what? Well, the devil, y'all may not know that, but the devil got big ears. But when you speak something, he sent all of his little demons up ahead of him. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to be a better husband. And the devil sent his little demons out of here, the forerunner like Paul Revere. But let me tell you what, if I'm already spoken, I'm going to be a better man. I told my wife, I said, see, I got that faith, brother. I told my wife, I said, this year, I want to do something different. In a marriage, you got to do things different. You can't be the same old way. Do something shit. If you got your hair flipped to the left, and flip it to the right. Change up on her. Are you hearing me? If you start coming to church late, stop being early. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? When you don't say amen, stop saying amen. When you didn't wave your hand, stop waving your hand. It's time to get out of here. We got to get excited. But it seemed like I told the Lord, I got faith. I told the Lord, I said, I want to do things different for my wife. There she go back there. I don't have to point out because she's highlighted right about now. And that's all right. Y'all have to work with me. I just brother children. Hey, amen. You just got to enjoy me. See, I love the Lord. Are you hearing me? And see, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to be a better husband. And I said, you know what? After 36 years, I said, I want to do something different. I want to do something different. I want to start opening the door for her. I said, I don't even want you touching the door. I said, matter of fact, and she works at a little daycare center. I said, honey, they have only typing. Brother Brandon was talking about the statue of a perfect man. It's typing Christ and his bride. Brother Brandon said, I love my wife so much, I could just put her inside of me. Did he say that? How many of you want to take your wife and just put her inside? No, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't do that. I don't want to kill the servant. But you should love her that much. Amen. If you're in love with that much, you better get back on the altar because this is a praying time. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, give me. Yeah, somebody said, well, you just putting on. Well, I'm just going to keep on putting on because it sure looked mighty good to me. It makes me feel good. But a lot of men don't love their wife like they used to. Huh? 36 years and it's getting better. And I don't think she believed that. But I love that woman. I love that woman. And the devil knows that. But ain't nothing I won't do for her. I told her, I said, honey, let me tell you what. I said, you don't even have to work. I said, look, I want you to just ride and enjoy yourself. Just sit in your house and just relax and play the prophet, read your Bible. You don't have to get on the phone and listen at people, gospel. Hello, everybody. You know, you're free. I want you to be happy. I want my wife to have a happy marriage. Are y'all with me? Amen. So that's the way Christ wants us to be with him. I don't know why I went that far over there, but somebody need to get happy. Huh? Somebody need, you let your marriage, you know, it makes me feel bad. Some brother be telling me, man, my wife is cold. She's just old timey. Well, what are you saying to her? Huh? Kind words. Women lives off a word. How you think what got me going now? I'm married to Christ. And he give me pleasant words. Are you hearing me? Pastor, I just had to pick that up. For some reason, I just had to pick that up. But we're going back to Jesus was at this house and he was teaching. And my, the words got around that Jesus was in that house. Oh, my, I can imagine that place filled up. Man, they filled up. But there was some brothers, amen, that heard that Jesus was in town. Are y'all hearing me? And when they heard that Jesus was in town, they had a friend that was crippled. Couldn't walk. I don't know. And they put him in the wheelchair, and they began to push him. Think of it. And I can imagine they're pushing him real fast. See, a lot of us don't get any hurry anymore to come to church. I could imagine they're pushing real fast. I could imagine they said, man, put your arm in the inside because they're pushing. But when they got there, there was a line from here to over there. So they couldn't get around. They couldn't go this way. And his friend sitting there, they say, I could imagine friend said, well, just take me back home maybe another time. And they looked at his friend and said, oh, no. Oh, no. Can I just use this chair right here? This chair don't move. Praise the Lord. my pastor, you have to forgive me. We'll be all right. I just feel at home. I could imagine they're pushing that wheelchair. And a lot of us don't want that. You got to get in her. When it's time for church, get your friend, get your loved one, get those that's going astray, put them in a wheelchair, run all you can, get them to Jesus. Get them to Jesus. And maybe they staying out of church and they get weary. And I could imagine that man in the wheelchair. He said, look, just take me back home. I'm tired. Oh, no. We're going to take you to Jesus. Well, he said, how am I going to get to Jesus with all this cry? And he said, just be quiet. We're going to get you to Jesus. I could imagine them brothers got together in unity. See, people don't like to get together in unity no more. Brothers don't like unity. Where there's unity, there's strength. Are you hearing me? But I can imagine them brothers got together and say, what? That's what we do. They told him, look, we got an idea. He said, what do you got? Let me go back home. No, you're not going back home. And that's where you got to be. Now, Jesus, watch this right here. I can imagine they took him around the building. I'm just paraphrasing. Would that be all right? I can imagine they took him around the building. A lot of us don't like to be pushing. A lot of us got too much pride, but not these fellas. They had a friend that needed to see Jesus. Are you hearing me? I wish I could push some of y'all in this wheelchair. Your prayer life is going down. Your motivation is going down. Stay out of church when you're tired. Amen. I wish I could push you in that wheelchair. Because we need to see Jesus. Amen. We need to see the power of the gospel. I'm just not talking about word, but I'm talking about the gospel come with power. I can imagine they push. Excuse me. I can imagine the wheelchair must have turned over. Perseverance. They didn't give up. They didn't give up. I can imagine they might have put the frame back in, strap up his leg, and they kept on pushing. And they pushed around that building. That house. And they said, what are you getting ready to do? Man, we're going on top of the roof. Top of the roof. Always say you got to get desperate. You got to get desperate. I want this Holy Ghost. I got some ways about me. I don't like. I got to see Jesus. So what they did, they must have taken him out of the wheelchair, carried him around the side of the house, and somebody must have dropped the rope, and they pulled him up on the top of the roof. My God, my God. Amen. And when he got on top of the roof, oh my, I don't know, they just got that new roof on there, but it didn't matter. Them brothers say, we're going to get you to Jesus. And what they did, Brother Keith, amen, they tore the roof off. I could imagine they was in there having service and straws were falling out. And someone said, what's going on? They look up, the roof coming open. And that's the way you got to get. You got to get desperate. I want God. I want to change. Boy, I tell you what. As a preacher, brother, I got some ways about me. I just can't stand. I wasn't born like that. I'm a son of God. My name is in the Lamb Book of Life. And God saw me perfect. Are you hearing me? They tore the roof off, sisters and children. When they tore the roof off, they laid him down in a rope. Or they laid him down in the basket. And I can imagine all the folks going like, what is he doing? That's all right. Folks, they talk all they want. Do you know? And I learned this, young man. People talk about you when you ain't doing nothing. I wish that brother at least do something. But when you do it in praise and law, Pastor, he is a little too loud. You need to quiet him down. See, you can't worry about people. I don't come to church worried about whether y'all jump or shout, because that's be your emotion. The next time you might look at me cross-eyed. So I can't depend on that. I got to depend on the Holy Ghost every time I come to church, because everybody come to church ain't happy. Some people be glad when church out because they got to do things. They got clearance sale. They got to catch this sale. They got to work on a car. They got to fix a boat. They got to go hunt. They got to get the shotgun ready for the hunting season. Somebody want to go fishing. And if the Super Bowl was here, they want you. Oh, my God. Some church you go to, they be looking at you. You could tell they got their phone. My God, looking on the phone. You see how the church has become. They're worried about a football season. That's why we can't have the move of God. Because the people got to get on one accord. You got to get desperate. You got to get desperate. You got to say, this is my front row. Hey, man, somebody take your seat. No, that's my front row. Girl, what's wrong with you? I got to get close to the pastor. Why is the pastor your favorite one? No. Are you the favorite one? No. When he preaches, I feel something that's coming from his lips. That's taking control of my life. Oh, my, you want to see the most beautiful thing? It's see little boy sitting on the front row. Man, that just burns my heart. Things like that just make me press that much harder. Then you got the older people sitting in the church and sleep. Somebody said they was on medication. There ain't that much medication in the world. You need to get some rest. That's right. You need to get some rest. That's what I do, Pastor. That's what I do. When I know I got to come to church, sometimes I stand up. Sometimes I stand up. When Martha try to get on me, I say, oh, no, not today. You're going to amen the preacher, and we're going to whip the devil high, and we're going home. I say, shall when he come, shall he find faith on the earth? Shall he find faith on the earth? The faith that was once delivered to the saints. That rapture faith. Rapture faith. And they tore the roof off. And they let that man down. And when they let him down, I can imagine Jesus' mother stopped what he was saying. And they let him down. And Jesus said, I think the Bible said, he talking about he had never seen such great faith like this right here. Now, Brother Brown, now I'm not kicking again laying on the hand, because the Bible speaks of that. But Brother Brown said on the statue of a perfect man, Brother Brown said, watch old Robson. How many of you remember old Robson? Now, see, I was a little boy when old Robson come on my television, however you want to say it. But he used to come on my television, and I remember my mom used to be ironing. And old Robson said, take a glass of water. And then he used to say, and lied, see, but you had to do something. See, but Brother Brown said, your faith goes out there. Are you hearing me? But you feel like you got to do something. Are you hearing me? But the Jews, Brother Brown said, that's how the Methodists, I think, they start. You say, Brother Chill, are you trying to take away? If your faith ain't there, then you need to come up in the line. I'm not taking away, but I'm talking about a faith. There was another faith the Bible talk about that Jesus met the centurion. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Jesus met the centurion. And when he met the centurion, Jesus got word that one of his servants was sick. Are you hearing me? And Jesus was getting ready to sin, or he was going himself, amen, to pray. But immediately when Jesus got ready to go, I can imagine that centurion said, what are you getting ready to do? I'm going to pray. No, you're not. You're not even worthy to come under my roof. Just speak the word. Just speak the word. Are you hearing me? And that's that Gentile faith. And I believe, amen, those things that happened in the prophet day, I believe those same things happened today. But if people got to come to church, they got to look for God. They got to get to a place. They got to get desperate for God. I don't know about y'all folks, but young man, I don't know how old are you. How old are you? 12. Jesus was about 12 years old. He shook the house up. Them doctors and lawyers, can you imagine? Scholars, well-educated man, and Jesus was teaching them 12 years old. He had to be in God, wasn't it? Do you know that same Holy Ghost is in you? Do you know you have the ability to go places that your friends around school or wherever can't do? But God is inside of you. The hope of glory. How many of you believe that tonight? How many of you believe that the Holy Ghost is in you? Do you know that? Look at you. You're in church. Huh? You're not home playing bingo game. You're in church. Give the Lord a hand. Are you happy? Come on, put your hand together. 1, 2, 3. Come on. You're in church. Come on. See, the reason I take time to young people, because I was young one time. I know how it was sitting in church when the preacher preached. Sometimes I didn't know what he was talking about. But sometimes you need to come down on your level and say, Jesus love you. Do you know, but look at them beautiful eyes. Do you know Jesus love you? You know that? Do you know Jesus live in the inside of you? Do you know you can speak it in a kinder path? Do you know you got creative power? My little 3-year-old baby. 3-year-old baby, Pastor. My wife was holding her and said, it's something how you bring your children up in the right atmosphere. My 3-year-old, just about a month ago, my wife would listen, had her headphones on, and the preacher was preaching about the Holy Ghost, and she heard it through the through the headphone set. And she said, Grandma, do I have the Holy Ghost? 3 years old. And Grandma said, baby, you got it. You just don't understand it yet, but you got it. But after that baby, 3 years old, found out that she had the Holy Ghost, she went off to sleep. And her name is Hadassah Joy. And you know what she said a few weeks prior to that? She told her mama. She said, Mama, did she tell you, honey? She said, I think she told her or her mom. She told her mama. She said, I just want to go to heaven. I just want to be saved. I didn't want to go to heaven. What do a 3 years old know about going to heaven? What does a 3 years old? And you got people now. Amen. Well in age, been around the mess, is getting tired. You know why the devil hates me? Because I'm just getting warm up. And he know that. And the devil know that I know that he can't do nothing with me. The devil know that I know that my name was on the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation were. Those are just not words. I believe that. No, I ain't just saying that because the pastor said that. I got a revelation. Well, my pastor, the devil beat your brains out. Well, what you got? My pastor said, Paul said it. I ain't talking about what Paul said. I'm talking about, do you know? I got what it takes. I got what it takes. There's something inside of me. Let me tell you, the Lord Jesus is here. I believe with all my heart. And that God is getting ready to take away a group of people. Our faith got to come to a place that we got to change. And I'm going to hit some highlights and I'm going to go home. Let me tell you some things I saw with my own eyes. I had the opportunity to fly to Baton Rouge last month. And, you know, and things are getting so bad. Amen. You can't even tell you talking to a he or she. Are you hearing me? But I see it with my own eyes. I went into the restaurant and this brown skin colored lady was there, a black lady was there, pretty decent looking, but her hair was chopped off. That was bad, amen. And you shouldn't be cutting no loose end now, huh? And she had her hair cut, and I was saying, yes, ma'am, give me some more macaroni. Ma'am, I'm from the South, give me some more of that rice. And I'm saying to myself, she's a decent looking lady. And ma'am, give me some of this. And ma'am, give me some of that. And she talked so kind and sweet. Then when I sat down at the table, are y'all hearing me? Then when I sat down at the table, I told the pastor, let me tell you, that was not a woman. That was a man. I said, my God, look at her. You can't tell what is what anymore. Pastor, we went down to the museum. When I went down to the museum, they were laying all on the step like a college thing. When I was going up the step, they were laying all on the step looking at me and say, what's up, baby? And I said myself, my God. Somebody said, you better not be caught in the dark up there. Let me tell you what. But it's getting bad. It's getting worse and worse. And people sitting back like nothing had happened. Lord, give me that rapture faith. The Son of Man has come, and when he come, when the mighty angel descended, he brought faith. He brought rapture faith. Everything I need is already in me. Only thing I got to do is speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Amen. I've seen the Lord Jesus Christ in our day. I ain't talking about William Branham. I ain't talking about William Seymour, but I've seen God in our day. I've seen God out of church. Amen. With ministering out of church. And the Holy Spirit fell. And I said, brother, Jesus Christ healed you. Had no idea this brother's hand was in a lot of pain. But when I spoke the word, the brother received it by faith. And his hand stopped instantly. Don't tell me God ain't the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired. I'm tired of sick and sick and tired of this pet's house. I don't know about y'all. I want to go home. Amen. Pastor, I'm homesick. I love coming here, but I'm tired of coming here. I'm tired of seeing y'all in these old pest houses. House broken down. I'm tired of seeing these old houses. I'm ready to see us on the other side. Church, I believe tonight we got a body. Amen. On the other side. Amen. A body. Oh, my. I believe tonight that I got my theophany that is calling me. My faith tell me that there's a little man about the same size, and he grow as I grow. That's what's keeping me going. My faith tell me that tonight. My faith tell me that I'm going to be changed from mortal to immortality. My faith telling me if I keep pushing on, I'm going to push myself right into a body change. Don't give up. Don't get weary in well doing. But whatever you got to do, you keep on pushing. You keep on pushing. You keep on pressing. The devil might talk, but you keep on pressing. You got to say, I'm going all the way with Jesus just the same. How many of you pressing? I'm pressing, Lord. I'm pressing. See, but we're going to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saint. The faith. The Alpha. The Omega. The faith. What the early Christian had, my God, my God, can the people get desperate? Can the people get desperate enough? A lot of people think that anointing has left with the prophet. But let me tell you what, I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I was in Baton Rouge a few weeks ago, and I gave it all I had, and I see Jesus Christ come on the scene. Let me tell you what tonight, Jesus Christ is in here tonight. Are you hearing me? Whatsoever you desire in your heart, you got enough faith, you can speak it, and it's got to come to pass. Are you hearing me? You got to believe God. You said, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost. What I found out, people got the Holy Ghost, but they got it on the flesh. They got it on the flesh. Reason I say, it can't be operating in the soul. You can't forgive your brother. How you going to get in the top of the pyramid? And that when Brother Brown say, it's only going to be a few. So you sure it's in your soul? And God, you talk about brotherly kindness. Brother, we're in an age that you're going to get your feelings hurt. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be mishandled. But what God is doing, He is building up character. But I ask God, I said, Lord, wherever it's taking this hour, Lord, let me get this body changed. Lord, I want to be changed from mortal to immortality. Just a little challenge. I think last year, my wife purchased something, and somebody told her that she could have this. And when I got home, my wife was so excited. It was an automobile. And my wife gave me the key. And I said, honey, this is nice. She said, oh, yeah. So me and my wife went riding in it. And we went riding in it. She was so happy. And all of a sudden, somebody else came along. Amen. And offer more money down. And the individual gave it to that person instead of my wife. And I said, my God. And all of a sudden, I started letting the little spirit get on me. Pastor? I started letting the little spirit get on me. He did that to my wife. Brother, he did that to my wife. Then when I called the brother, I said, brother, I said, I gave it. He said, that between you and your wife. Y'all work that out. I said, Watch that old flesh want to rise up. I need to tell him a piece of my mind. What is the piece of your mind? I thought you were in the top of the pyramid. I thought you thought it was only a test. But no, I'm ready. Hey, but some said, you calm yourself down. Calm yourself down. It's only a test. God is building rapture and faith. Now, what I look like, just preaching the Son of Man, I'm just preaching faith, and I'm going to that house, knocking on the door. Open that door. That's how we do when they're passing around. Open that door. I mean, open it now. Good thing I got the license to carry my gun now. That's the Holy Ghost, huh? Oh, yeah, some people might not have a gun, but they got a tongue that'll cut you real good. Are you hearing me? But we're talking about rapture and faith. Come on, you're knocking the door. And he comes out, and you're ready. Is that the Holy Ghost? Is that the Holy Ghost? But the Lord told me, you got to let that go. But you know what I did? Amen. I called. Oh, praise the Lord. Just a few months ago, I was riding up to a church to preach, and the Holy Ghost just fell on me and said, let it go. And I called the house, and I talked to the pastor. I talked to the wife, and I couldn't get to the pastor. But I told him, I love him, and I forgive him. And my, you talking about a release. But I thank God. I got enough faith in the inside. I believe that I'm a part of God. I believe that God put something in me to forgive my enemies and to forgive those that trespass against me. Lord, give me that rapture and faith. Whatever it takes, Lord, give me rapture and faith. I told my wife, pardon me, honey, but I told my wife, you know, that she's a little infirmity cane. Well, you all see, she got a little limp in her walk now. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I don't like that. I don't like that. I said, what we need to do, maybe we could get together. Somebody said, the days of miracles past, brother. I said, no, honey. I said, what we need to do is get together. I said, if something I need to make right or you make right, we need to get together. I don't want my wife walking like that. I don't want my wife walking like that. I believe that Jesus Christ could heal my wife's foot. Amen. And my wife was straightened up. Are y'all hearing me? How many of you believe that with me tonight? I believe that with all my heart. I'm like John Ryan. John Ryan said, I know I can see. I know I can see. But they laugh at John Ryan. I tell you tonight, there's going to be a rapture, and I'm going to be in that rapture. There's going to be a body change, and I'm going to get a body change. Why? Because I love my enemy. I want to say good things about everybody. Don't you? Brother Brown said, how you get rid of the devil? Talk good things about people. They tell me that you couldn't even tell who Brother Brown the enemy was. My goodness. My goodness. They couldn't even tell who Brother Brown the enemy was. Could he treat them all just alike? See, I've gone places and I read a lot of people. I go to church and I watch brothers. I do. I watch brothers when they come together. I just could pick it up. I could tell there's a little schism, you know. And a lot of times they get around me, Pastor, they put on a little front, you know. Can I preach? You know, they don't normally do that. But see, they got Brother Chisholm in the house. When you go to Brother Donald Reagan, they said something about Brother Chisholm. He'd be picking your spirit up. But look, they'll be greeting one another. Say, God bless you, brother. And it's just me doing it in front of me. Don't do it in front of me. Do it in front of the judge. And they go, brother, how are you doing? It's so wonderful to see you. And so happy to see you. And I can look at them and tell they're putting on a front. I ain't putting on no kind of front. I'm happy to see my brother. I'm happy to see my sister. I don't try to hold nothing in my heart towards nobody. Because when he said, come up hither, I want to come up. I'm going to get a body change. Are you with me? When he come, shall he find faith on the earth? He brought faith. Malachi 4. He come to turn the hearts of the children back to, well, the faith of the early church. That same faith, amen, the prophet God said, if that branch ever put forth, that tree ever put forth another branch, it'll be like on the day of Pentecost. Is that what he said? I love the Lord tonight. Do you love him tonight? I'm pressing on. Let us contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saint. I want to make sure my heart is right. I want to make sure I don't have no schism in my body. I want to make sure, amen, Pastor, I want to make sure that you and I got a perfect harmony. Even though if you don't call me no more, I could call you on the phone and say, God bless you, Pastor. Tell the saints I say hello. But some folk, you don't call them no more, they ain't got nothing to do with you. I don't want that type of faith. I want the faith that the early church had. And we got that here. But we got to move into it. We got to get out of here. We got to get a body change. And I believe with all my heart, I believe, Lord Jesus, come, because I'm ready to go home. How many are ready to go home? Keep knocking on the heaven's door. Keep knocking on the door. And some of you giving up. Trouble's in your home. You got to keep knocking on the door. Lord Jesus, I need your help. And the devil keep coming. Keep knocking on the door. Keep knocking on the door. And you keep on knocking on the door. Say, Lord, I got to have you. Lord, I need deliverance. Lord, I need to be set free of this problem. Lord, I need you. You got to keep coming. You got to keep knocking. You can't give up. Amen. Trials come. You got to keep pressing on. Amen. I'm ready to get a body change. I'm ready. I'm ready with all my heart. Oh, do you love him tonight? Do you appreciate him tonight? Amen. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, my. I ask for your prayers. I ask for your prayer. I got enough faith. Y'all going to pray for me that I'll be able to go back home and won't even get sleep on the steering wheel. Will you pray for me? See, like I've been running and running and preaching and running and preaching and running and preaching. But I need your prayers tonight. That Lord will take me back home safe tonight. I believe your prayer is going to do it tonight. I believe I'm going to be safe, sound, and delivered tonight. But whom the Son has set free tonight, you are free tonight. How many said, Lord, give me that rapture faith. Give me that rapture faith, Lord, that I'll be changed like Enoch. That I'll be changed from mortal to immortality. I just can't wait one of these golden days. One of these days I might just wake up in my bed. Oh, praise God. I believe with all my heart. I don't know where I'm going to be, but perhaps I might wake up one day in my bed and look over there at my wife. Oh, my God. Who's this in this bed? Oh, my God. That's my wife. She got a body change. We be changed. I can look in the mirror. I don't have to worry about dentures anymore. I don't have to. That's all right. I ain't lost not a one. Somebody told me, said, Brother Chu, you're going bald head in the top. I ain't lost not a one. Someone said, Brother Chu, you got a limp in your walk. I don't have a limp in my walk. I got a body over there that's perfect on the other side. And I believe with all my heart, one of these days, I'm going to see. I'm going to see that glorious body. But I'm going to be faithful to this word. And the more I eat this word, the more I become the word. I'm closing, church. But the more I eat this word, the more I become this word. Amen. The more I eat garbage, the more I become garbage. But I'm going to eat this word of the Son of Man. Amen. And that's what's going to give me rapture and faith. That's what's going to give me grace. That's what's going to make me love my enemy. That's what's going to love those that persecute me and say all evil against me. Why? Because I'm eating the body word of the Son of Man. And it's giving the bride rapture and faith. Are you desperate tonight? Are you desperate tonight? Somebody say amen. You know, that old devil tells me, he said, Brother Chilly, you're getting old now. You need to get some rest. But you know, I'm not giving glory to myself, but I ask God to renew my strength. Work 10 hours and drive 2 hours, amen, in my pickup, going to church on a Wednesday night. The devil tell you, boy, you need to get you some rest. Look, the pastor don't understand. Get you some rest. Lay yourself down. I said, no, I'm pressing on. How many can say tonight, I'm pressing on. I'm going to keep on pressing on. I'm going to keep on pressing on. Amen. Until I get a body change. I believe with all my heart. Do you love him tonight? Do you love him this evening? Amen. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? No. You know what? He brought faith in. And faith is in the bride. We got everything we need. You don't have to go and get it. It's already in you. You just need to activate it. Huh? You need to activate it. Pastor, and I found a lot of people just need to activate it. And man, you got everything you need. You just need to activate it. My little Visa card or my MasterCard got to a place. I had to get another one because the numbers were defect. Amen. I had to get another card. And when I got the other card, amen, I couldn't even get another. I had money in the bank. Well, somebody tell me why I couldn't get money out of the bank. Oh, my God. Listen there. I had to do what? Y'all say that loud, clear. You had to do what? Activate. Well, you got everything in you. You got faith. You got virtue. You got knowledge. You got temper. You got patience. You got brotherly kindness. But you just got to activate it. Amen. And when I took that call, I peeled that little sample off. And they said, call this one toll-free number here. And what I did, I called in the helper, and I activated. Amen. When I activate, I could sneak in there, and I could draw dividends. Are you hearing me tonight? You could take your faith, and whatever you need, you can activate and get whatever you need. I said, healing is here. Whatever you need, God got it. You need more faith? God got it. You need more love? God got it. You need more patience with your husband? Oh, my God. God got it. You need more patience with your wife? Oh, my Lord. God got it. He got everything you need. Do you just love him tonight? Musician, will you come up and just play something for me? How many of you just love him tonight? When the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on the earth? He brought that faith. Oh, the joy. You know, as a musician play, you, Pastor, I'm saying this and I'm going to close. Sometimes I wonder, you know, I never left this country before, but I'm supposed to be born a plane. And I'm thinking this plane got to fly across the ocean, right? Does it fly over the Pacific? Where does it fly, Pastor? Atlantic Ocean. How long is that ocean? A long way. First of all, I hope that pilot, I got confidence that he know how to fly. I'm not worried about a plane falling because I ain't leaving till my time. But I got to go way across this ocean. And I'd rather fly over land than over water because I'm not a good swimmer. I can't drink all that water. But I got enough faith that the God will control that pilot and control the engineering, and that plane will get me to my destiny. Are you hearing me? Because there's something inside of me. I'm excited. But I've watched folks when they come to church. It seems like they ain't happy no more. I'll be wondering, especially in the month of February, people supposed to be real happy. Yeah, February, they be real happy. Folks just getting the tax money, they be real happy. Huh? But see, I don't care if I'm broke. I still praise God. I preached one time like a house on fire in the wind today. Didn't even have a job. I was speaking about a job after service. Brothers and brothers, children. Brothers and children, I'm so happy God gave you that job. I said, brother, they hadn't hired me yet. But you know what? But I believe, my faith told me, you're going to get that job. And the Lord blessed me with that job. Why? Because when I come to church, I'll be a one-man invasion. I watch folks. Pastor, can I just say this? I'm going to close. I watch folks when they come to church. They come like they're so bored. They're so tired. Talking about they got rapture and faith. No tired. They got no get up about them. Like they're ready to go to sleep. No more joy. The pastor preaching, they're just looking. Ain't no more pulling. He got to sweat hard. He got to cut weed down for 20 minutes before he get to a sermon. They're tired. People ain't praying hardly no more. But let me tell you what. When I come to church, Pastor, I come to church. Let me tell you what. 58 years old, and I'm feeling great. When I come to church, tired or no tired, I want to show an example. I want to show an example to them lazy folk. Some folks come to church to take a nap. Some folks come to church just... Pastor, preacher. Pastor, I can imagine you a teacher. You got to be anointed to be a teacher. Yeah, because the most teacher puts you to sleep. But you got to be anointed. That's why you got to be God called. And the man preaching, folks just go, what time is it? But Lord, don't never let me be like that. When I come to church, let me sit on the front of the row. Let me sit on the edge of my seat. I said, Pastor, you're going to preach tonight. I don't know what you and your wife on the same cylinders, but you're going to preach tonight. You're going to bring the revelation tonight of Jesus Christ tonight. You're going to let me know that he is in this building. See, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, when you're right, the devil hates me because I got a big mouth. I want the devil to know that I got faith. I want the devil to know that I've been redeemed again. I want the devil to know that there's a fire inside of me that he don't have the demons to put it out. You don't let circumstances stop you. When I come to church, I'm ready to worship. I come to church, I'm ready to sing. Somebody said, you try to sing all the song. Why? Because there's a faith inside of me telling me to give God a praise. I thank God today. I thank God. Pastor, I'm trying to close, but I thank God. God kept me. I thank God He's keeping me. 58 years old and still got a mind to serve the Lord. Been in mess for 34 years. Sometimes I lay in the bed. My wife can't even get in the bed because I got books all over the place. I don't have books with Dale Earnhardt and buy shotguns and how to go fishing. I got the message book in there because I love it. I love it. I love with all my heart. When folks drying up and going backwards, I'm going forward. Why? Because rapture faith lies in the books and the tape. Somebody say amen. I'm not talking about a tape ministry, but I'm talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ that can give me faith. You know why? And you know, Pastor, just let me give you back this right here. I watch that plane. When I get on the plane, I look out the window. It takes off. We are leaving. We should be approaching Africa in so many hours. I don't know how long it takes, but I'm like, whew, it's going to be a long ride. And I know he's getting ready to go across the ocean, and I'm on that plane. I got a wife and home waiting on me, and we going like this, real slow. And we going to go over the ocean with that kind of speed? No, we got to pick up some fuels, some power. You got to pick up some power. You got to have a joy when you come to church. And you're talking about going in the rapture. Let me tell you what. The devil going to know I've been here because I got a big mouth. Oh, I love the Lord. Oh, I love with all my heart. He's been good to me. He keep me. When I see my friends on drugs, but God keep me. I see preachers that start out before I did. Not in someone's side of the road. Why? Because they called. They didn't got the right type of faith. You need a Bible faith. I thank God tonight. Oh, God, I love Him tonight. I love Him all. I love coming to church. How do you love coming to church? Ooh. I thank God I don't have to stay home and watch I Love Lucy, a gun smoker, who shot JR. I'm not worried about none of that. Mama, I just want to see. I just want the man of God. Just, it don't have to be the pastor. Huh? It don't have to be an evangelist. A lot of people wait for the evangelist to come. And I heard one brother say, Lord, I'd be glad the evangelist come. You fight all the time. The pastor got it too. Your pastor got everything you need. Huh? You just got to pull. You got to want God. You got to be happy when you come to church. And I look at folk when the pastor come up and say, oh, Lord, what is he going to do? He going to take that little laser light. He going to be, I can't even keep up with that light. Yeah, I got one now. I flew to what you call that, took that little laser light. I got so happy I meant to throw the laser on there. I said, oh my God, it'll burn your eyes out. And some of you need to wake up and get excited for God. Yeah, get happy when you come to church. Look, Pastor, what I'm trying to say, people need to get to church. When they get to church, Pastor, I can't even think of your name right now. I'm so caught up. Brother Coffin. Pastor Coffin, when you walk up here, they need to see this is the angel messenger. This is God's angel in the pulpit. Let me tell you something. I feel something right now. Let me tell you something. You ought to appreciate your pastor. Oh, yeah, he didn't tell me to say this. For I know I was back there, he was gone. We don't talk. He texts. He talked to me one time. He didn't understand what I was talking about. But he don't talk. You better know how to text. You better get you a smartphone. But you ought to appreciate your pastor. I've been to a church without a pastor. Oh, why do a church need a pastor? A pastor is what? Look, his job ain't to make you holy. His job is a shepherd to protect false doctrine from his sheep. His job to get up there. He'll block perusion. He'll block the three souls. He'll block these false teaching. Trinity. Three God. He'll block it. The return ministry. He'll block take ministry. But he'll keep you on the word. He'll feed you shepherd food. And you ought to thank God I ain't saying worship him, but you ought to say, God, I thank you for my pastor. You don't know how important it is to have a God called man. And I can tell he loves his people. Build you a nice facility back there. Why? Because he people that come far and near, he wants you to lay your head down. It's not about him and his wife, but it's about the people. And you ought to thank God. You say, is he perfect? I ain't never seen a perfect man on this earth. But look at his motives. I could tell tonight, you need if you hadn't done it, you need to tell your pastor, Pastor, I really appreciate you. You know, it's a bad thing. Pastor preached hard, preached one of his series, and you meet him at the door. He's tired. Brother Donnie Reagan told me last year, Donnie told me, he said, Brother Children, God come in some of the simple message. Donnie said he studied hard and labored hard. He said he made a mess. He said he got up one day, Donnie Reagan, and he preached about Kool-Aid. He's an after service that people wanted knows. They were texting him. Donnie said, what? Kool-Aid? Because he was describing how you can mix Kool-Aid and water and how it does this and that and break down. He said the people was caught up in that revelation. And God is so simple sometimes. He comes so small. And they told Donnie, Brother Donnie told me, he said, Brother Chill. And what I'm saying is, when your pastor, I don't know what I'm saying then, but when your pastor give it all, show the man, show you love him. I mean, you meet him at the door, he done preach hard and labor. Don't tell him, Pastor, you got a nice green necktie on. Say, Lord, I thank you. Pastor, I thank God for you. I thank God for his pastor. Because let me tell you what. Behind every good man is a what? Oh, y'all like y'all don't want to say that now. Say it again. Behind every good man is what? What make that man as good as a what? You ought to be grateful tonight. You ought to be grateful tonight. Ain't nothing like my wife that keeps me straight. Sometimes I don't know how she put up with me. I really don't. I don't know how my wife, she had to have been predestinated to be in me. Because sometimes I don't even understand my own self. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going or I'm coming or just left. I don't know. But I thank God that God gave me a wife that can put up with me. Amen. I thank God Jesus is my Savior. Yes. And he's putting up with me. With all my faults and my failure. But he see that predestinated need. Do you love the Lord tonight? I just appreciate the Lord. Why don't you just give the Lord a hand? Do you just appreciate him? I feel the voice. I hear the call. And I know his spirit.
Hallelujah.
God, please come.
and Lord, I agree.
Complimentary sermon. You know, in the morning, and I never told Brother Chisholm at all what to preach, or I never told him what I preached about this morning, but I believe the Holy Spirit wants us simply to know that it's not okay. It's not a bad thing if you have a need. We all have needs. And when you got a need, it's not a bad thing to knock on the door. Knock on the door a lot. And be like that woman that pursued an answer from that judge. That's not a bad thing. Because God wants you to have what you have need of. And God wants to bless us. And God wants to heal us. And God wants to encourage us and move us forward. And I think that's a complimentary sermon tonight. I think that's nice to have that. It's nice that the Holy Spirit is dealing with us in a way that, you know, he knows really what's going on, knows what the need is. I'm amazed that you love me. Let's sing that. We're playing that tonight. I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you came through your precious blood. I found pardon and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. My sins are washed away. Yes, I'm amazed that you love me. I found pardon. Sing it again now one more time. Oh, I'm amazed, Lord, that you love me. I'm amazed how you care through your precious blood. I found pardon. Washed, they're all washed away. All my Sing this one little chorus here this evening, and then we're going to have a word of prayer. And I'll tell you what I want you to do tonight. Sometimes, just in the quietness of the end of the day, and heard a lot of good things today, and I think it'd just be nice for us to have a word of prayer all together. And whatever your need is today, and no one else in the world needs to know, as long as you believe that God hears you and He understands that need. I want you just to slip your hand up to Him when we pray tonight. Just give Him that need with confidence that He's able to supply and go beyond what you would ask Him. Go beyond even what you would think about. He's able to do that tonight. Let's sing this together now. God still together, every head bowed. Bring your petition to Him now. Just give it to Him in faith tonight. Lord Jesus, my hands raised, Lord, and I believe, Lord, that among us, as long as we are in these human vessels, I believe, Lord, we will have a reason to cry out to You. We are thankful that we have somewhere to turn. We have a God who cares. Your prophet called it a conference, that we could have a conference with You at any time. You're never busy. You're never away from us. But Lord, You're one who cares, and You incline Your ear to what we ask You. But Lord, we also realize too that You don't always answer the way we want. So we're just saying tonight, Lord, have Your way among us. Deal with our hearts according to Your mercy. Lord, be the supplier. Be Jehovah Rapha today, the healer. Lord, be the one that heals a broken heart and binds together a broken spirit. Be the one, Lord, who heals the physical body and settles a troubled mind. Whatever the need is, Lord, we know You're able to go exceedingly above and beyond what we can ask or think. For all of that, we give You thanks and praise. We thank You for the encouragement we find in the Word. And Lord, the blessing that comes from being together in a place, Lord, with a common hope and a common love. We thank You, Lord, for this assembly. Thank You for the ministers that come and minister here. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for all who contribute to make it a great place, a place where You can come and visit. Lord, I ask that You would continue to do great things among us. With our simple faith, we just approach You tonight, Lord, humbly, and ask that You would just touch each one that has their hand raised to You tonight. We give You our need. We give You our love. We give You our attention. We give You, Lord, our minds and our hearts. Have Your way, we pray. Bless and heal those that are not here, Lord, as well, and be their portion, I pray. We commit our week into Your hands, Lord, until we meet again on Wednesday. We just ask that your blessing would rest upon each one and your hand of protection would surround each family. We go our way, but we want to go with you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus.